The candidate list for spring's race for Anchorage mayor just increased to 10. This afternoon, acting mayor Matt Clayman announced he wants to make his temporary position permanent. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Clayman became acting mayor on January 5th, mere moments after Mark Begich resigned. He will hold the position until July 1st, when the new mayor takes over. Anchorage's latest mayoral candidate told those gathered for his announcement at the Hotel Captain Cook that his three-week incumbency had already given him insights not necessarily possessed by the other candidates.
As your acting mayor, I understand the challenges that we face, a $17 million budget shortfall, low oil prices that affect the state treasury, and a national recession.
The municipal charter calls for the chair of the Anchorage Assembly to become acting mayor should the elected mayor resign. Clayman was chair of the Assembly. His first term on the Assembly ends April 2010. Clayman is an attorney who has taken a leave of absence from his law firm to serve in his current duties at City Hall. Clayman did not agree that his temporary status gives him an advantage in the April municipal election. He prefers to describe the value of his current position as one which gives him special insights.
As your acting mayor and as a candidate for mayor, I am committed to a stronger, safer, smarter city. Stronger by solving the manageable financial challenges that we face today. Safer by keeping our commitment to public safety. Smarter by finding innovations for a more efficient city.
And candidate Clayman saw an advantage for the voters.
I don't think of it as an advantage to me. I think of it as an advantage to Anchorage voters because they actually know what they're getting.
The other nine mayoral candidates who have filed with the Alaska Public Offices Commission are Walt Monaghan, former commissioner of the state's Public Safety Department and Anchorage Police Chief, Anchorage Assembly Member Sheila Selcraig, former three-term Anchorage Assembly Member Dan Sullivan, former police spokesman Paul Honeman, and construction company president Dominique S.F. Lee, along with Melanie K. Leiden, Jacob Seth Kern, and Marika Hlatko. The final day for mayoral candidates, and for that matter persons running for the Anchorage School Board to register their candidacy, is February 13th. The Anchorage municipal election takes place April 7th. By municipal charter, a candidate must receive at least 45% of the votes cast to win. If no one achieves the needed percentage, then a runoff election with the top two vote-getters will occur. That election would take place on May 5th. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.